According to how well you know a thing, you appreciate it. You know the value of 200 rands, you appreciate it. Then you know the value of gold, a small silver rand. You know what for the day, 30,000, 35,000, 40,000. So you appreciate it accordingly. Then with a diamond that big, it can run to 5 to 10 million rands. You appreciate it accordingly. So when you know about it, you know the power, the clout it has, and you appreciate it accordingly. People also are the same. You know the person, then you appreciate it. You know the clout, you know the power, you know the authority, you know what he's got, then you appreciate him and respect him accordingly. So, if you sat down next to Rama, right? Sat down next to him, and he gave me his personal number. Then, so Kiyama will think about it, you know, what I got. And if you know the Prime Minister or the President of America or England, and you had a private meeting with him, he gave his numbers, particulars, and he said, you got an open line with me. Then, you dance and you jump. Why? You know the cloud. You know the person, you know the authority, you know what he's got, right? So, the world could not produce a person like Rasulullah Pak Sivasan. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدٍ بِسَا. The world couldn't produce a person like you. And the eyes haven't seen a person like you. Right? As though your physical appearance is like as though your physical appearance is as though like you chose the shape that you wanted. Kannaka kulikta makma tashaw. So now if it's a personality that is perfect in all respects. Usna Yusuf, Dunna Isa, Yada Beda, Acha Khuba, Hama Darad Tutanhadari. But the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Aisha would say, Radi Alanha, people didn't see and didn't perceive the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they only perceived his beauty, then let alone the hand to have cut their hearts. They would be so amazed that the bewilderment that has ripped their hearts. Mr. Yusuf, then Isa, and then speak about the breath, look at his breath. Person is ill, and Rasulullah Pasan makes dua for him, and he's recovered straight away. While Yada Beida, and if you talk about just the hand, brilliant hand, the liver on the brilliant hand, the finger could split the moon. Not to belittle the Nabi, but to show perfection at its height. Acha Khuba Hamad Aram Kutan Hadari, the beauty that is in all, excellence that is in all, you have it all alone. As Anas radiallahu anhu is serving him for 10 long years, and he says, I couldn't have been doing everything right. I was young, 10 years of age, when I came into his khidmat, and he remained there for 10 years. All the duration in Medina was 10 years, and all the duration I remained with him. But he never shouted me or rebuked me for anything. Wallah, we haven't seen a person like him before, we haven't seen a person like him after. When he came in, Anisan says, when he came to Medina Munawwara, as though the whole Medina Munawwara was lightened, brightened just through this presence. And he left, and as though the whole Medina Munawwara was darkened. So he was the light. Jubayr ibn Sulaym says that I made a mistake. How carefully and cautious, how much caution and care Nabi Sallam corrected me. He says that Wallahi ma ra'aytu mu'alliman mislahu la qablahu wa la ba'dahu. I haven't seen a teacher like him, but before, not after. Talk of bravery, as Jabir radiallahu anhu says, that there was a big like an eruption, call it an eruption, or say it's a blast, a big blast. Night or middle of the night is a big blast. So we got up and we were still planning to go. And we saw Rasulullah going in a direction and returning on a horse bareback. And he says, Lam takhafu, lam takhafu. Nothing to worry about, nothing to be afraid about. Well, Ali radiallahu anhu says, talk of bravery. And Rasulullah Pak person in a war situation, that person would be counted brave who could be in line with the Rasulullah in the war situation. But he would be right in front. So look at beauty, there's no one to compare him. Look at mannerisms and ways, nobody that's like him. Then look at values, nobody like him. Values are of such a high level, sublime character, and so high, such standards, that the world can't produce something like that. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءَ كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. And you were shaped as you wanted. You wanted that shape. You got the shape of your choice. Now, when we have got a Nabi that is perfect in all respects, in human perfection, you can't find a person that's equal to him. And then, for approximately 200 years, even the kuffar, they are forced to say it. In their own books, their own acknowledgments, by their own admissions, they have to say that the world couldn't produce someone like him. They will, in their own language, they will say leader or whatever, but a man like him, you know, nobody is near him. Someone may say, alright, he was good in this person was good in this. But this perfection, comprehensive nature, that was absolutely exclusive with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you talk of fair play. See, you saw Rasulullah Basul as a person himself. You saw him as a teacher. You saw him in beauty. Then you saw him in his character and ways and mannerisms, right? Now if you talk about a ruler, right, then you can't find fair play, you can't find justice at that level. A Makhzumiya woman, she is guilty of theft, right? But she belongs to a hierarchy. Quraysh, a hierarchy, and somewhat related to Rasulullah Pak's person, because she is Quraysh. Now, the whole commotion going on, that she is from such a hierarchy, such an influential family she's coming from, and what do we do? So, izzat ka sawal hai. Naam. Naam ki baat hai, what's going to happen to our reputation? So now, nobody takes the initiative to go and speak to Rasulullah Pak's person. So they don't know how to get this. So they called Usama radiallahu anhu, because Rasulullah said that they had a lot of liking for him. Father is Zayd ibn Thabit, and his father was martyred in Muta. So Rasulullah said, sympathize with Usama radiallahu anhu. He's Nabi Muhammad's favorite. So let's ask him. So Samara Divam took the initiative of Sula Vasana, swaps it onto the mimbar, and he says, the nations in the past, they were destroyed on account of the fact that when a person was of rank and status, when he committed a crime, then they forgave him. They just excused him. But if it was a person of no rank, no status, no social standing, then they applied the law. Like what happens to it, they got the law in the statute books, they've got it, right? But they'll apply it where they want to. The law applies here. But they don't want to apply it, they'll make up a story and excuse the person. And then they want to apply the law, apply the law 100%. So you can't find justice at that level, you can't find a leader at that level, you can't find an army general at that level, you can't find a husband at that level. Aisha radiallahu anha, he says, person of that beauty, that character, that way, through the Quran, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. When you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his beauty and his comprehensive nature is manifest, is expressed in the Quran Sharif. So, now, his character, look at it. So now that's domestic life. On the domestic front, then he's such a person. Comes into the house, right? Then he ensures that his mouth is clean. Very soft, right? Mouth is clean. No offensive smell. Obviously, when you come into the home, then you're going to be close to your spouse, to your family. And if there's any offensive smell, the offensive smell is an offense, isn't it? If the wife also is not smelling right, you also take offense. And you're not smelling right, then she will take offense. You can't just eat oji and sleep straight away to clean the family. You eat it, enjoy it, but clean yourself next and then sleep. Can't eat just fish and sleep straight away. Eat the thing, nobody says don't eat. Eat it, enjoy it, but clean yourself nicely. So there's no smell that's coming out. You're having a bride, all that smell and the smoke. But clean yourself nicely. Consideration. So the reason how considerate he was. Now, then as a husband now, how he would conduct himself. If he liked the food, he would eat it. Didn't like it, he wouldn't complain about the food. It's like this. Ma'aba ta'abun qattu. He never complained about the food. He liked it, he ate it. And he didn't like it, he didn't complain about it. What's wrong? Beans are very cheap now. So he didn't complain about the food. Liked it, enjoyed it, didn't like it. Kindly smile on the face, no problem, left it aside. Then there's any work to be done, then he will do it himself. But he can manage himself, he will do it. It is the milk to the animal that is to be milked, you do it. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and he's skinning an animal. He's still quite young, maybe 16, 15 years of age, he's skinning it, so he can't do it so thoroughly. So the Abisa says, Tanaha, one said, Ektaraf Gojao. And then he showed him until his Mubarak hands were thrust between the skin and the flesh. He told him how to do it. So even things that are of a practical nature, it may be not directly related to deen, but it's something of benefit to people. He will show, right, how you do it. He won't apply the rule of the qasam recipe. Only lately I got to know is the qasam recipe. So you're doing something very well, right? Your samosa, your rockets. So now they have different names, samosa, they have rocket. Now they're waiting for Sputnik.com. So you do the rocket very well. So you give it to the next auntie. That auntie you've taken custom, don't give it to anybody else. So Nabi Sallam's demeanor was totally different. Enjoy and let people enjoy. Be happy and let people be happy. You can enjoy also, but let others be happy. In fact, he's traveled with us, he's bigger than us. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi, met up with one saintly person. So they're asking each other, how does it go with you? If you have wealth and you have position, how does it go with you? This is when we have it, we make shukr. And when you don't have it, we make sabr. Acha. So he asked Ibrahim bin Adham that how it goes with you. It is when we have it, we share it. And we don't have it, then we make shukr. This is at level one. When we have it, then we share. And we don't have it, then we make shukr. Thank to Allah. Because it may be one thing that we don't have, but then there's hundreds of blessings that we enjoy. Enjoy the blessings of reading namaz, jamaat, Islam, your internal self. سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ أَصْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Everything is working, internal, external, your hands are moving, eyes are watching, ears can listen, your tongue can do its job, right? Your internal organs are all working well, liver, bladder, heart, your intestine, your stomach, abdomen, everything is working well, lungs are all functioning. So, there's so many things to be thankful to. One person was saying that his cousin or someone is in the fourth stage cancer. Now, when the person is in that stage, the whole house goes like a mayat house. It becomes like a mayat house. But time counts, all the favors you enjoyed now, even now, or in this stage, the thing to be offering thanks for, or I say, doctors have gave women up, no hope, right? Then to be thankful. At least Allah gave you a warning sign. Tayyari karo. 1 year, 2 years, read your qazas, get all the things sorted out. Any person's right has been violated, sort that out. Zakat is left out, roza is left out. You make some arrangements. Come to me clean. I'm giving you a chance. Oh, yes, you're getting life. It's a kya kawa. It's what you load into life, you know, it's a wagon of life that's moving, what you fill into it, that's what counts. That's what's important. Whether life is going, life has to go. This way, one way or the other, it has to go. It comes when Allah Ta'ala appoints, it leaves when Allah Ta'ala appoints. But understand, alright, it's going to happen. I'm thankful to Allah Ta'ala that He's given us a warning sign. Now what must I do? I can understand, alright, the longest they have given up, they don't understand beyond a certain point, alright, leave it as it may. Now what do we do from this point? The positive thinking is, I make shukr, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a warning sign long in advance, and so that we can prepare, we have to go. The children read nurseries, in the nursery, yeah? We all pretty maid and we all have to die. I've heard that. All pretty maid and all have to die. Isn't it a fact? Maid, who made us? Allah made us. He brought us and He takes us. He brought us, He made us, and He takes us. Yes, what we need to understand is, are we going in the right way? That's the more important thing. Not that we are going. Going that you have to go. But you're going in the right way, that is the important thing. Like, you know, you eat, right? When you eat, you have to go to the toilet. You can't grumble now, I'm going to the toilet now. Yeah. Think now, how should I go to the toilet nicely? Easily, comfortably, relaxed. Let's go nicely. I mustn't have problems with it. I mustn't have a bloated stomach, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea. I need to go, but how must I go nicely? So Allah gives you a warning signal
You go, you go nicely.
Hamburgast. Isn't that the thing? So the mistake the patient makes is, no, I have to go. The mistake the doctor says, no, hey, we really, really confused, complicated, don't know what to do. But life is not in your hand. You don't need to be complicated and confused. Do what you can do. Just end it up there. To the point that you can help, you help that, to that point. Why must you pretend to be the provider of life? Why must you pretend? You don't give life. Nor do you take life. Life and death is in Allah's hand. He'll give it and He takes it away. So don't pretend to be the giver of life, nor pretend to be the taker of life. Yes, you will follow procedure. What you can do to help the situation, you will help the situation. So, when you want a Nabi like this, in his domestic life now, so he has to help, he'll help. Not he has to, but he will, of his own initiative, not has to, of his own initiative, so like milking his animal. If the shoe needs to be fixed, he's fixing the shoe. Something needs to be attended to, so he attends to it. See, not only that person can do, who has got that level of consideration, you can do it. And if you don't have that level of consideration, well, that's your job. So, you're not showing the type of love and consideration to the household. Now you say, no, I'm doing the sunnah. Once you let you do it, then I'm doing the sunnah. But that consideration, that love, are you showing it? Rasulullah is reading Tahajjud Namaz, and how gentle, how Aisha is resting, perhaps she's in the days of her, right? So, she's performing, the house is so small, she'll just indicate, and she knows that she must fold her legs, that the person can make sajda, right? No, exactly, she knows, but see the consideration, the love, the understanding, consideration. We read this thing there, we talk about it, but all these things start off at home. If he's coming in, coming to the home, but late. So the Nabi's work is such: settle this person's problem. He's got an issue. This person has just come now. Sort him out. This person needs some talim. They got some problems. Sort that out. So any time of the day or night, people can come and doors are open. What issues have you got? We'll sort it out. Right? We'll help. كَانَ يَتَفَقَّدُ أَصْحَابَهُ. He would inquire about their well-being. So the home front is excellent, right? And the external is also excellent. Home front is excellent, too beautiful, and outside also is too beautiful. So the people of the home, they like him kibbutz, they like his presence, they like him, his ways, his mannerisms, everything, even the thing that they won't like. Not complaining about food, not complaining about anything in the house, why is this not like this. And then the style is, do how much you can do. See how comprehensive, how much you can do. So none of the home people or any person is overburdened so much. So when maybe someone would initiate anybody, would bear, etc., or ask him, he would try and say, he must start to how much I can. Do how much I can. But now look at the consideration. Why won't he be a lovable person? Telling the person, do how much you can manage. Then if you look at the cleanliness, the beauty of the heart, his heart is such, last week's khutbah, you read it. Last week's khutbah. That person has got his passport to Jannat. Why? His heart is free of any malice and jealousy. No ill feelings at all. Spotless. Absolutely. So you see the inner self. It's spotless. And there's absolute no jealousy. So there's no spot there, no evil there, and nor is there any type of jealousy. So the inner self is too beautiful, the outer is also too beautiful. What else do you want? Can you find a Nabi like him? That's why Allah says, فَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You'll find an excellent example in the style, in the way of Rasulullah Baqsa, in the personality, in his way, in his teaching. It's too excellent. Can't we just learn this lesson? أَحْسَنُهُمْ أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. Best person is the best person in character. وَنَا أَحْسَنُكُمْ بِأَهْلِكُمْ. And for the family, I'm the best. You can't find a person as good as me towards the family and the best. So can't we just learn that one lesson, that we start off at within the family, but we show that level of character, beauty, mannerism, there's a small mistake here and there, and that we cover the mistake. In the lengthy hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, if story, and Barira radiallahu anha, she speaks about her Aisha. She leaves the door and she goes to sleep. And the goats come and eat of the thing. Now Nabi didn't complain, hey, what's wrong with you, man? No, my roti, what's happened to my roti? Never complain. Never complain about this thing. They're coming and eating that dough, and obviously he won't get that amount of bread if this is happening. But until that point, the Nabi didn't even know about it, didn't even inquire about it. Bariya informed all this had happened. But you see the beauty in every dimension. So at least this we can initiate and start off on. The home front, within our own immediate circle. Our immediate circle, the home front, must be only good. We don't listen to wrong, nor do we speak wrong. Anything that is hurtful, anything that made the person uncomfortable. You understand? Allah gave brains, must think. I'm going to do this, or I'm going to make this type of demands, etc. That person will become uncomfortable. Can't I be a little bit considerate, understand, all right? Does this thing make him comfortable or uncomfortable? Well, Muhammad Hamid, I said this previously also. Muhammad Hamid had two khadims, Niyaz and Suleiman. So, because he's all alone. But even with all that, just one, no children, but he's got two khadims. And mainly for the home. Because he's going to be busy in his work, and they may need something or the other, night or in the day, right? So, someone is at the service, right? Anything they need, anybody must be called, any work must be done, there's a person. So we want them to do the work, but we bring in, do we make that type of availability, right? And after this, he says, میں اس کو دوسرے فرائض کے بعد سب سے اہم فرائض سمجھتا ہوں. After the other فرائض, I think this to be the most important فرائض. But I want this thing to be living like this. But am I looking towards their convenience, towards the ease, towards their happiness, right? So now, when we're going to be living like this, then they'll say, people of the khanqa, people of the madrasa, must give your daughters there. Isn't that a marketing? She'll never suffer, she'll be comfortable, she'll be relaxed, she'll be better than Zara. كنت لك مثل أم زرع مثل أبي زرع كأبي زرع. How do you think of that? That is a genuine way to do a tabligh, to make da'wah. When they are comfortable mentally, physically, they're feeling so relaxed. So now you want, alright, make ta'lim in the house, you do it. Without even you telling, practice the sunnah, they will practice it. You dress up like this, so they will dress up. You don't have to shout. Namaz is on time. Before the azan can go, and you're already on the musalla. And they'll do it. there'll be so much of conformity within the house, there'll be so much of peace, there'll be so much of understanding and muhabbat. Won't there be? So, I tell the people, you know, ikram is learned in the jamaat, right? But applied at home. At home, in your business, in your socializing, in your interacting. So you learn the ikram there, and now you apply it. You're going to see it, all right? So what we think, that ikram is supposed to be learned and practiced only in jamaat. So, the 6 points. So we learn it and practice it in jamaat. After that, we don't want to practice it. So when you show that level of ikram and akhlaq, one is, you get their deen right. When you got the mother's deen right, then children will be right. Because the mother is composed, she's calm, she's relaxed, right? And she wants to do. Because she sees, the husband is doing so much, he's doing so well, what she wants to do. How can I bring about a quality of deen into the house, into the children, into the guests? How can I show a good face all the time? How can I do it? So that is dependent on how good the husband is, what he shows. He shows a good level, a high level, a good standard. Then you see that she is reciprocating also. Why he is betraying it? When you showed it, then she will also want to respond. Otherwise she'll feel, he's doing so much and I'm so unfair. Generally women are very soft, right? And generally they are submissive. But now, if we show all these things here, then you see them. You like them, they must get up for tahajjud. Of their own they'll get up. You like them not to sleep after fajr. But you recite Quran Sharif. Of their own, you don't have to make tabligh and all that. But you just show that mannerisms, that calm, cool, akhlaq, character, see how it happens. If he's coming late at night, right? Like I say, the Nabi has got a very tight schedule. Very tight schedule. Someone asked her, Aisha, the Nabi would perform namaz, tahajjud namaz, sitting. Hatta mahun nas. And people have smashed him down. There's so much of work now, that he got smashed down with people's work. Then now he's so tired, exhausted, but his tahajjud won't be missed. He'll sit and perform it, but he will do it. But now, he's coming a little bit late, right? There's still 10 people. But some things are very important. He needs the answer now, he needs him now. He needs him now straight away. So, he's coming into the house very gently, opening the ruwayda. The word becomes dakhala ruwayda, kharaja ruwayda. Came very gently, softly. The one that was awake will notice that he's awake. And the one is asleep, his sleep will not be interrupted in the least. I tell the madrasa boy sometimes, look at that akhlaq on this person. Are you coming late into the room? I don't switch on the light. A little bit of consideration, but some people are very, very light sleepers, right? The slightest thing can disturb their sleep, irritate them, slightest, small thing, and it irritates them. Now they can't get sleep. It's just the sleep is broke, and they can't sleep again. So they are so light sleepers. And some people are such, boys we take to India and all that, they are so heavy sleepers, right, that you move the whole bedding from here to that his color. The sleep is not affected at all. So I thought only I was experiencing. So the Shaykh Rabbi says about one of his friends, he's such a deep sleeper. In India, you get people sleeping on the outside. So, incidentally, that person was sleeping under some gutter, in rain. The whole board, the whole bed, everything is wet. He is soaking wet, but he is fast asleep. So some people are like that. But you don't think that people are that, so their sleep will not be affected. You come in gently. You're coming out also gently, speaking gently. You don't want to speak harsh, aggressive, impolite. You don't want to, not want to pull up your face. How do you just show a smile, yeah? For the sake of Allah Ta'ala? وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلَقَ. Just that is a sadaqah. That you meet your brother with a smile. Just that. You better have, may have had a hard day. I don't come and lump all that problems. You know, I have a very hard day now. You guys don't know what I'm going through. Okay, leave all that now. Everybody knows that you had a big chacha now. And you have problems. But just leave it the business. When you're coming in the house, and show a smile. As though you had no problems. Now you're going to show a face like, you know, 12 o'clock, 12 baj gaya. To unka bhi 12 baj jayega, they will also be 12 o'clock. They also worried, chacha ka kya ho gaya. Up till he came, you were all right. Now he came, now the whole environment is changed. But they don't deserve that. So what happens to them after that? They don't like your presence. They want the chacha must go, call in jama somewhere. 1 month, 4 months, 6 months, he must go and come back. At least he'll be relaxed. But if you are gentle, you are performing well, missing him, you're coming so late, man. Even 2 minutes, they're missing you. They like you so much, there's an attachment, there's an affinity. Even a 2 minutes delay, I was saying, hey, why you came late today? What happened today? They like you so much. So that bond that is created, and the bond, one is this, that you get a dini level. One is, it's a marketing that, you know, get your tortoise married to pious people, good people, to khanka here, you know. So there's a marketing process. So now we show all this type of akhlaq and Allah. It's not right. The today's problem is now, today's greatest problem, not only problem, one of the greatest problems this day, is this phone, right? How we chatting someone or looking at something. And then, if she asks us, you know, a lot of masalas I have to answer, and people's private masalas I have to answer. Now, what you're doing, what movie you're watching, all gets covered up just under the name of masala. Is that the right thing? Not the right thing. Okay? There must be some transparency for that confidence to grow. Your movement, your interaction, etc. must be such that they got no reservation or no doubt in man. What's happening to you. But now our movements, etc., is creating doubts and suspicion. I ask you, will it not affect them? After some time, they get mentally affected. You know, what's wrong with this chacha? Or another girlfriend, what he's doing? Won't they think of it? All what's going on, they begin to think of that. So we don't create an occasion for suspicion and doubt. My parents used to tell us, right? If a parent wants to become small, 15, 16 now. So they know we'll have friends. So if your friends want to meet you, they must come home. You don't go to anybody's house. Let them come to your house. We understand now, there's not a time to be talking after Maghrib, after Isha. It's not a time to be interacting and going to people's home. Unless now it's a dawah or something, going with the family, it's a different thing. But now, you're going somewhere, they don't know where you're going. They're feeling ghabrat. They're feeling uneasy, right? I say, do they deserve all this? In a mirror, your children are watching all that. She's feeling the brat, that will spill over to the children. Everything will go all haywire. But that is because you're not conforming to the sunnah. But Khadija would know when the Muslim is going to the Hira, right? She would know where he's going to and approximately when he's going to come back. She will know that. Where he's going to. So if she wants to access him, she can access him straight away. No doubt, no reservation. Mind is clean, clear. So there's so much of harmony, there's so much of muhabbat. Just because of us conforming to the sunnah. And we drift away from the sunnah. Then they don't want to see you. Your coming is not welcome. La marhaban biko. What a bad compliment. La marhaban biko. You're not welcome. We can near today, Friday. At least we start with akhlaq, good character, good ways. In our own selves, domestic front, our immediate circle, we show that. Every person feels comfortable mentally, physically, emotionally they feel very, very relaxed. Prabhupada feels the same.